Well, first of all, I would want to congratulate you, Dr. Bobis, for being featured as one of the top Filipino-Australian women by the Philippine Embassy. I know it's a great feat for someone who has moved from overseas to Australia. So that's something that we need to celebrate. And since I've mentioned about the Philippines, and it has like in your works, you've always mentioned like the Philippines, the culture, and your experiences over there. I would want to know, and that's my first question, what are your most fond memories of the Philippines?
Well, first, growing up with family at the foot of Mayon Volcano, I am Bicolana, true blue Bicolana. Then listening to my elders tell stories, that's where I got my storytelling, I think. And then eating Bicol food, I love my food. And in fact, and in relation to Mayon, by the way, I really believe that my creative umbilical cord is still linked to the volcano, to the fire and the passions of the volcano. And there is a saying, actually, and also my resilience as a migrant storyteller from the Philippines to Australia, because it's difficult to survive in another landscape. And I came here when I was 31 years old. So with a fully formed sensibility and your own context, cultural context and set of stories and way of storytelling. So you need to be really resilient in order to survive in this literary landscape, in this new literary landscape. So, but I think the volcano also taught me that, because we have a saying in Bicol. Every Bicolano will recognize this. This is a saying about resilience. Mabubuhay kita sa tagilid na daga. We will survive on tilted earth. Because we are volcanic. See, the Bicol region, or where Albay, which is at the foot of the volcano, well, Gaspe City, where I come from, is really, it's a volcanic belt. So if you're a volcano that constantly erupts, it's an active volcano, you could have, and it's close to the coast, you could have tsunamis. And it's also, we have a lot of typhoons, it's typhoon area. So it is really, we say, it is a tilted earth because of the uncertainties of the landscape. So, but we Bicolanos have that grit and belief that we can survive on tilted earth. And that has stood me well until this time.
In terms of your writing, when did you start falling in love with it? And what inspired you to write when you were first starting out?
Actually, my writing was like came from survival instinct. Because when I was a child, I didn't dream to be a writer. I wanted to be a painter. I drew a lot as a child, I painted. But we come from, my family is from humble beginnings. And I realized at a young age that we cannot afford the painting materials. And I realized even that, because I wanted to paint in oil, because I only had those cheap watercolors, and my family couldn't afford it. So as a child, I realized I could paint with words, that I could draw images on the page. And so at 10 years old, I wrote my first poem in Filipino. So my very, very first work was in Filipino, and I can't find it anymore. It's about the humble and hardworking aunt, Ang Langgam. And I think it was really inspired by my father, who worked with his hands.
So besides your family, is there anything in Bicol that really inspired you? The Mount Volcano, the things that you observe and you see in your community, are those invested in the works that you do?
Oh, yes, because one of the other things that inspired me was just hearing my elders, my grandparents and my parents tell stories. So it's very much, maybe it's a Pinoy thing, but it's a very Bicolano thing. When you meet, especially if you haven't seen each other for a while, the first thing is, kauna kita, let's eat. Then the next one is, iristoryahan kita, let's tell stories. So it's like food and story are what you have at the table, what you share at the table. And so that, listening to that, and of course, the orality of our storytelling too, and all of this informed my writing. So in fact, some critics even here in Australia say that there is an element of orality in my writing. It's performative, and I perform my works. And these influences, hearing the storytelling, it's really what you hear at the cradle, so to speak. You know, what you grow up with. And then so we were always so excited. And even our aunties, while she's washing dishes, would say, "Tell us a story." And so it's and so I grew up with that. I was nurtured with stories from my elders.
Yeah,
and so I think no wonder I became a writer.
Now let's focus now to your works, right? And you pretty much answered this already, because I wanted to know how you incorporate your Australian experiences and memories of the Philippines in your work. Besides those that you've already mentioned, are there anything that you wanted to add in terms of how you incorporate it to your literary works?
The incorporation is a natural progression. It's seamless because your writing really is informed by your lived life. And my lived life and memories happen to be encompassing both Australia and the Philippines, and how these two cultures and landscapes have shaped my view of the world. Because remember, when we write, it's also about our worldview. That's why, and worldview we say, and world is not just, world is bigger than Philippines and Australia. And I really believe now my concerns are, even if, say, I'm still writing about memories from the Philippines or little experiences from Australia, but the worldview, I'd like to think, or I try to, is planetary. Mm-hmm. There's something bigger than our homes, you know, homes as cultural homes. We have a shared home, the planet. If you think of it as a map, when you migrate, because you're talking about when you move from the Philippines and here is Australia, your experience is not just about the Philippines here in Australia. You're actually, the mere fact that movement is part of your landscape, that transit space. So when you think of your landscape as a writer, it's a bigger space, really.
Yeah.
Because it's the space in between and all the other spaces that evokes.
Yeah, that's truly insightful. Very, very insightful. Now let's talk about your hopes for the future of Australian Philippine literature. So when you were still teaching, because I'm pretty sure you've taught a lot of students, you've taught a lot of the now known writers in the Philippines and overseas. What are the top three things that you always impart to your students about writing or their career in general?
Three things that I impart are the lessons I've learned as well. Three words: love, discipline, and connection. First, love. I always say, tell first-year students in my creative writing classes, love language. Love your sentences. Love language, love story, and the source of story. And what is your source of story? It's your home. And we talk about home, it's your culture, it's your language, whatever it is. And it's also your planet.
Yeah.
And so really, it's the planet, and these are all your materials. These are your tools of the trade. And when you love, you take care of what you love, which brings me to discipline. Because taking care is not just an airy-fairy kind of occupation. It is about discipline. You take care of each word, and that's how I write. Mm-hmm. The discipline of taking care of each word, down to the, and each punctuation, down to the last comma, every sentence, and the understanding that writing is a job. You know, we always say, when I was young, I'm so inspired, I'll put things on paper. Actually, inspiration is there, but a lot of it is hard work. Mm-hmm. It is discipline. And also the discipline to understand that you are not the wellspring of all these good things. You have to go out there in the world and live in order to write. And also I think the humility that it's this world, that is this planet that informs your stories. So you take care of what informs your stories, ergo you take care of the planet. Mm-hmm. Okay, the third one is connection. Writing and creating art, any art for that matter, is discovering connections, kinships among different things. So when you write a poem, for instance, you pick up, you're inspired by an image and the image becomes metaphor. It's like, I'll give you an example. One of my favorite poets is Pablo Neruda. Mm-hmm. And he wrote a poem, Oda al Limon, Ode to the Lemon. And one of the lines, I'm reading it in English translation. It's a beautiful line. Writing a lemon, the knife leaves, cutting a lemon, the knife leaves a little cathedral. What an opening. When you cut the lemon, so you're comparing lemon and cathedral, mm-hmm. something so domestic with something so grand. And then he goes on to show how half the lemon becomes a dome of the cathedral, that inside is stained glass, etc., etc., that the segments of the lemon are alcoves in an altar. So what he's doing is he's putting very different, disparate things together, making connections, associations. And that's what writing is all about. You put different things together, you make associations among differences, so that you say, this word, this image ties with that, this little line breathes with the next line. And if you're able to make these connections as a writer, the poem comes alive. And so the poem survives. And this is what we need to do as human beings too, when we deal with the planet, that you see different things together and make associations with this. This is especially important in multicultural and multilingual Australia. We live with differences all the time. And even in the Philippines, multiple regional cultures, local cultures, including indigenous cultures and languages. So the role of the storyteller, I'm not even going writer now, mm-hmm. is to see, how do you story the world? You see these different things coming together. By the way, storytelling is the best strategy for finding common ground, mm-hmm. exchanging stories. So, and that's what I would really like to inspire. Even, you might not be a writer, but even just exchanging stories and sitting down,
yeah.
breaking bread together, mm-hmm. or eating rice together and telling stories, I think makes a world of difference.
Well, thank you so much again, Dr. Bobbies. I hope that you continue to inspire more people in the years to come.